For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolf. Susie Chang is a New England-based freelance writer and reviews cookbooks for the Boston Globe. She has written a piece on fall soups for NPR's Kitchen Window Online. She joins me today. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Bonnie.
So you are a transplanted New Yorker who's finding yourself in the cold wilds of New England. Is this how you got interested in making soups earlier and earlier in the year?
It's true. I start thinking about it in, you know, early September, the second that you get the first hint of cold in the air. But fall soups are just this wonderful solution in so many ways. It's a one-pot meal. It warms you up. It's cheap. It's filling. It feeds a crowd, and it freezes. So you can not only feed a crowd, but you can feed one person for a week very easily.
What pantry staples do you need to have if you want to whip up a soup at the last minute?
Well, that's the great thing about fall soup. You really don't need much. It's probably the easiest soup you can make. You always have onions, celery, carrots, garlic in the house, most likely. If you have those, you can probably make fall soup.
What is your feeling about homemade versus store-bought broth?
Oh, you know what? I don't think it matters a great deal. If you're the kind of person who makes broth, that's great. You know, use it. It'll taste great. But you can even use water as long as you season it properly, use a little salt and pepper. You know, this is really like making stone soup. You can make it out of anything.
This is wonderful news.
Yes, yes, it is.
Do you freeze soup?
You know, I would, but I make 8 or 10 cups at a time, you know, and it's still gone. If not the first day, it's usually gone the second or third. I eat soups all the time for lunch. In fact, today I'm going to have squash soup for lunch.
What kind of squash do you use in the soup?
I think it's pretty flexible. I like using butternut because it's so easy to use, especially, you know, you can buy it already peeled and chunked up, and that's terrific. But you could use acorn, you could use kabocha, you could use Hubbard, you could use delicata, you can use red curry. I made one with that last night.
And you made a red curry?
Red curry. It's actually not curry, but curry.
Curry. How do you spell that?
K-U-R-I. It's this gorgeous flame red bumpy pumpkin, basically, and it's, you know, about the size of your head. And it's just got this gorgeous color. It's beautiful, and it's really tasty.
And do each of the squashes have a slightly different taste?
Oh, probably. But, you know, I just use them interchangeably.
And you don't change seasonings depending on the squash?
You know, I might just for fun, but, you know, I think that the, like, for example, the sugar pumpkin would be a lot sweeter, you know, a cooking pumpkin than using, say, a delicata squash. But so I might go a little more spicy with the sweeter ones, and I might go more buttery and cumin-y and, you know, smoky with the more savory ones.
Do you sort of make them up as you go along?
I do. In fact, the best fall soup I ever made was probably a roasted pumpkin soup I made years and years ago. And of course, you know, I just completely wung it. So I don't have the recipe, and I'll just have to try and make it up again someday.
What was so good about it?
I think it was just the caramelization of the pumpkin and the butteriness and the, I don't know, whatever I use, cumin or lime or something like that. It just had those sweet, mellow, earthy pumpkin flavors. In fact, you know, all fall soups have these fantastic ingredients that have these lingering, dark tastes that just stay with you and fill you up and make you feel warm inside.
What are some of those ingredients that
Well, besides the pumpkins, there's mushrooms, right? And there's bitter greens. I like.
Now, back to mushrooms for a second. Are you talking about wild mushrooms, domesticated mushrooms, a certain kind of mushroom?
The mushroom soup I talk about in my story is based on dried porcini. So it always feels like it's a real treat to me because they're a little bit expensive. But the fact is, mushrooms are great. You can use button mushrooms. You can use crimini. You can use whatever you can get. And I used to be a real wild mushroom snob, but not anymore. Now I realize that, you know, if you cook them correctly, you can get flavor out of just about any mushroom.
And what about dried mushroom versus fresh mushroom?
If you have dried mushrooms, use them because they really amplify the flavor, especially in mushroom soup where chances are you're using water rather than chicken stock. What you do is you soak the dried mushrooms in boiling water, and then you have this wonderful flavored mushroom stock that you can use instead of chicken broth, which gives us a wonderfully light mouthfeel, yet an incredibly dense and smoky and delicious taste.
So actually dried mushrooms work better for soup.
Well, I like to use a combination, actually. The dried mushrooms for the broth and the flavor, and the fresh mushrooms, which I, you know, actually saute a little bit first, just for texture and also for flavor.
What is your favorite fall soup?
It might be mushroom soup. I love them all. It's so hard for me to say, but I love any kind of mushroom soup. I like this wild mushroom soup that's in the story. I like cream of mushroom soup. I love cream soups, although I haven't actually mentioned those in this particular piece. But I adore mushrooms, and I can't get enough of them. I'm like a hobbit.
And what else are ingredients that are particularly available in fall, the sort of end of summer?
Oh, yes. Well, you can really get beans, and you can get lentils, bitter greens, and any of those root vegetables, your onions, your celery, your carrots, your garlic, your potatoes, all of them make great soup.
You serve this as a one-pot meal. Do you serve anything else with it?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about it. If you are, you know, we've talked in the past, I know, about what a lazy cook I am. And the thing is that if you make fall soup, you can do it in one pot, and then you can just have, you know, a glass of wine, piece of good bread, and that's a meal. And they're so filling that you really don't need anything else.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
In addition to nutrition and warmth, you seem to have a sort of emotional feeling about soups in the fall.
I think that people should know that not only is soup easy to make, it's one of those things that you can do to make your life a little better, but that you don't usually think of doing, like putting on a pair of warm socks. You know? It's like when it's cold and the trees are bare and, you know, you feel lonely in that kind of basic existential way. Soup is just this wonderful way of filling up the holes.
That's wonderful, Susie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.